Some studies have shown that we actually make up our minds on whether we will hire a candidate in the first 10 seconds of the interview. This is how the confirmation bias rears its ugly head. But it's not where it stops. So the confirmation bias, just like it sounds, makes the decision early and then spends the remainder of the interview justifying that decision one way or the other. So that is, once we've decided we like someone, our brains go about finding reasons to continue liking them. And vice versa, when we don't like somebody, our brains go about finding reasons to not like them. We do this by asking questions and only listening for answers that confirm what we've already decided. We do this because, as flawed humans, we like to be right. And we favor information that confirms our beliefs and discounts information that might change our minds. Confirmation bias happens to be one of the most powerful reasons that we tend to ask different questions of different candidates. We are inconsistent because we're actually searching to confirm our own decision. And that's why the structured interview is really important. So how do we go about not comparing apples to oranges, but apples to apples? How do we prevent this? Well, I'm going to repeat some of what I said the last couple weeks. Consider having two or three interviewers and keeping each person's rating secret from the other until all three have finished. Have an off-team or independent interviewer, if you'd like, who then has no reason to have confirmation bias or a halo effect, or at least less possibility, especially if they're trained to not do that, and ensure that your interviews are the same, structured, focused on uncovering specific traits, not wandering off that much to confirm your own beliefs. And all of the above should help you ensure that you at least decrease the bias influence over your decisions. But also remember, set a timer. And for most interviews, if they've made it that far, commit to not making a positive or negative judgment until you finish the interview, not within the first 10 seconds.